Dawn, we have take it away. We have passing notes.
We do. Today it's a Christmas special. You know, we've learned that Walmart has Christmas ice cream out already. Right now you can buy it for $1.97. I think they have eggnog and another flavor. So why not do a Christmas one here in September?
Yes.
All right. And I will be discussing something in the middle of it. There's going to be a brief pause there while I explain something. So here we go.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
You might not know this about your beloved narrator here, but I'm a big fan of Christmas episodes. I've seen all the classics. The Facts of Life, girls singing carols at a men's prison, a homeless family living in a cave on the Silver Spoons estate. And there's an amazing season 6 Love Boat Christmas episode with Donny Osmond, Marsha Brady, and Mickey Rooney that you really need to track down. Anywho, since we probably don't have enough of Dawn's notes left to get us to December, let's do this note I found, written on Santa stationery, from Dawn's friend Sarah. This is Passing Notes, the Christmas episode. It was December 1991. Dawn was celebrating her baby daughter's first Christmas, but was feeling a bit estranged from her friends, including her BFF, Sarah. I'll give Dawn 30 seconds or so to explain. Dawn?
All right, so Sarah and I were friends with a girl named Megan, and we were pretty much inseparable for the freshman and sophomore year. Megan started dating a guy who came to our school junior year, or actually between sophomore and junior year, called Chris. Megan dated him, and then he broke up with her to actually date me. And that guy ended up being my daughter's father. So Sarah and Megan were mad at me for going out with Chris because, to be honest, he did a little bit of overlapping.
Thanks, Dawn. Okay, so we've set the stage. Cue Christmas Eve moonlight. Cue glistening snow. Cue another heartwarming Christmas instrumental. And cue Dawn's friend, Sarah.
Dawn. Hey, how are ya? I hope you have a great Christmas. I really miss talking to you all the time. We were awesome together. What the hell? Why did I say were? We still are. We always will be, right? Always remember the awesome fun and scary times. Those guys from Branson we met when we thought there was dancing at the Sheridan. Please, can we walk all over town? Well, we still have plenty of time to make some awesome memories. I love you. Love, Sarah Scott. Merry Christmas. Smiley face with a tongue hanging out.
Dawn wiped away tears as her young baby fussed. Put out cookies for Santa, a holiday must. She thought a quick stroll might soothe the young lass. She went to the front door and gazed out the glass. And out on her stoop she saw such a sight. Her passing notes friends on a cold winter's night. Michael and Josh with Christmas bells ringing. Sarah and Kiki and Mimsy were singing.
Beautiful voices.
Merry Christmas in early September from all of us, pretty much just dorky old me, at Passing Notes.
Wow.
Oh. That was a very special edition. That was a special passing notes.
I also told him a story yesterday that Sarah and Megan, we sort of had a brief interlude where we were friends again around junior prom. And I was pregnant at the time. My mom made me a dress and they were supposed to come and pick me up and take me to prom. It was a group, and it was like a table of eight, all right? So they never showed up, And here I am dressed up in my pregnant prom dress. And so my mom like spent so much time making this dress. She's a great seamstress. It had a lot of ruffles, so I didn't really look pregnant. And so I have a picture of me. I'll have to dig it up where it looks like, you know, I didn't want to ruin my makeup. It kind of looks like I had been crying, but I'm like, I'm going by myself. So I went to prom by myself. And they didn't show up. They showed up drunk like at 11:30, but I ate by myself at a table of eight alone. And
it gets worse.
And then I'm pregnant. And then Lexi's dad, Chris, he showed up with another girl. And then I ran to the bathroom crying and was in there for a long time.
Goodness.
Oh, jeez.
God, what can I do to cheer everybody up
now? Did they ever say sorry? I mean, I know they were drunk and stuff, but did they just forget, or was it just...
They were just, you know, I don't think it really mattered to them. It wasn't a big deal. You know, they were 17, so it's like they just, their mission was to just, they weren't caring about me and my feelings or how it must feel to go to prom pregnant. They were just drunk and, you know, carrying on like high school girls do.
Yeah.
Oh, Dawn.
God. Oh, no. I feel like I need to do something to change the mood.
Instead of picking us up, Lex and Jason, do you have any sad prom stories?
No.
Maybe we should bring it down lower.
Yeah. You should just bring it down even more.
Tan Mom, do you?
I was invited to a lot of parties.
You're not helping, Tan Mom. Tan Mom, did you hear Dawn's story?
I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, well, I tried to change the mood. It's all right. Well,
but you know what? The bathroom so bad I peed next to the Perkins in Highland Park.
Oh, gosh.
There was a construction area, and I just lifted my prom dress up, and there you go.
Oh, classy.
Lift a leg.
Yeah.
Does it help that the girl he went to prom with ended up being a lesbian? I don't know. Yeah. I was just trying to help.
Does it help?
I have a sad prom story too, but it's nowhere.
I don't. Don't know if that really. I know what.
Sunday, Monday, lesbians. Tuesday, Wednesday, lesbians. Thursday, Friday, lesbians. Saturday, what a day to groove to KD Lang.
There we go.
Nice.
That's right.